From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy is being remembered today for his legacy as one of the nation's most influential senators ever. The 77-year-old Democrat died last night at home on Cape Cod after a year-long struggle with cancer. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
From home, he's being called the light of his family's lives, and from Washington, the last lion of the Senate. As Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid put it, paraphrasing a famous Kennedy quote, "The liberal lion's mighty roar may now fall silent, but his dream shall never die." Senator Kennedy called health care the cause of his life and was pushing for an overhaul of the system, but former aide Milton Gortzman says Kennedy will be remembered for all the work he did on the issue.
So going all the way back to Medicare in 1965, his imprint seen on all of the health care legislation. And you can go disease by disease and find things that he did. That will be his lasting legacy.
Tributes are coming in from across the aisle as well, from former President Bush to California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's married to Ted Kennedy's niece. He said, "Teddy taught us that public service isn't a hobby or even an occupation, but a way of life." Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
President Obama, who's vacationing in Massachusetts, says Kennedy had time to spend with his family during the past several months after learning of his cancer diagnosis.
His fight has given us the opportunity we were denied when his brothers John and Robert were taken from us. The blessing of time to say thank you and goodbye.
Senator Kennedy supported Mr. Obama last year when he was competing for the Democratic presidential nomination. The Commerce Department reports demand for durable goods and new home sales were both up sharply last month. The positive numbers are seen as another sign the recession may be ending. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Demand for durable goods jumped nearly 5% in July. The rise was driven by aircraft sales and the restarting of factories at General Motors and Chrysler. The government also said new home sales were up more than 9% last month as more bargain hunters entered the market. And a separate private study out yesterday, the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, found housing prices rose in 18 of 20 large cities in June. While the housing numbers are encouraging, most economists think any recovery will be slow. The unemployment rate is expected to pass 10%. With more people out of work, analysts say it will take longer to see a rebound in consumer spending, which drives most of the nation's economic growth. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
The government reports the wildly popular Cash for Clunkers program spurred 750,000 new car sales. The Transportation Department says car dealers submitted hundreds of thousands of vouchers, and the program spent nearly all its budget, $3 billion. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 8 points at 9,530. The NASDAQ is down 8 points. It's at 2,015. This is NPR. Two Democratic state legislators in Missouri have resigned after pleading guilty to federal charges of obstructing justice. From member station KWMU in St. Louis, Matt Sepik reports.
State Senator Jeff Smith, who'd been a rising star in Missouri politics, admitted he lied to the Federal Election Commission and the FBI during an investigation of his failed 2004 U.S. House bid. Smith's campaign came under scrutiny when the eventual winner, Russ Carnahan, complained of illegal anonymous attack mailings. The investigation was reopened when new evidence surfaced. Smith apologized yesterday.
I apologize to my colleagues in the Senate. I apologize to Congressman Carnahan. And most of all, I apologize to my family.
State Representative Steve Brown also pleaded guilty, as did the campaign treasurer. All could receive federal prison sentences. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Danny has formed in the Atlantic Ocean, about 400 miles east of the Bahamas. The storm is currently forecast to track north and could clip the edge of the U.S. coast along the mid-Atlantic states, Maryland, Delaware, and Pennsylvania. Currently, Danny's top sustained winds are at 45 miles per hour. NASA has again scrubbed a launch attempt for the space shuttle Discovery. This time, there was a problem with a fuel valve aboard one of the shuttle's tanks. Engineers are trying to find out if the valve itself is broken and needs repair. The shuttle is scheduled to take supplies to the International Space Station and drop off a new crew member. Timing is critical. If the shuttle can't launch this week, the mission might have to wait because Russia and Japan are also planning visits to the station. This is NPR.